I don't hear me in the headphones. Do you hear me in your headphones? Ah. Well, then this is a typical example of ghostly talk. It is August 6th. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
And I'm Bonnie.
I don't know why I can't hear myself, but you know what?
Can you now?
That's a little better.
All right, I just turned the headphone volume up a little bit, and there you go.
We've got an exciting, a very exciting show today. Today, for an hour, we're going to get to talk about our recent exploits through the country. We went all over the place. We went to Gettysburg.
Mm-hmm.
We went to West Virginia. We went to Moundsville, West Virginia. And we've most recently been to Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Yeah, which was a rather short drive, thank goodness. The last few drives have been kind of long.
But it still took quite a while.
Yeah, well, they were worth it, though, I think. I guess we can start with Gettysburg if you want, Doug.
I think that's a good idea, but first I do want to say that Ghostly Talk is broadcast live on Sunday nights from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time from the haunted Warren Winery in Warren, Michigan, where it is a self-produced independent show.
Mm.
And it will go out, of course, live right now. And throughout the weeks to come on podcast format and in replays on many fine affiliates throughout the country and world.
Mm.
Well done, Doug.
Very good.
Thank you.
Very nice. Very nice. Anything else?
No.
You usually have a half an hour worth of stuff. What's going on?
You don't want to mention the chat room or anything like that?
Oh, no.
Okay, fine. Just thought I'd ask.
While we're broadcasting, if you go to our website and click on chat, you can get in the chat room and chat with the likes of Bonnie and other folks. Who's in the chat room?
Yeah.
Alex, Laura Moon, Max, Misty, Nor the Great, and Tushy.
Well, hi everybody.
Hey everybody.
Thanks for joining the chat room while we're talking. You will hopefully get a thrill out of what we talk about to come, because we will be talking about, of course, Gettysburg, West Virginia, and Ann Arbor.
In West Virginia. Yeah, you said West Virginia, didn't you?
Yep.
So let's
start with Gettysburg. That was a couple of weekends ago.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that was for the Eastern Regional Paranormal Conference that we attended with the likes of many wonderful, great people such as Troy Taylor, John Zaffis, Vince Wilson, who we had on the show right before we went to that conference. Just a whole slew of wonderful people. We got to meet Ursula Bielski for the first time, Jeff Belanger for the first time, and they were all delightful
Jeff
people.
Jeff Belanger.
Okay, fine. Jeff Belanger. Great. You know, he didn't complain when I said
Every
Belanger.
Week.
He didn't say anything. Only you guys complained.
He corrected us.
Did he correct us?
Yeah.
Whatever. So Belanger. I'm sorry. I have to make sure I have the proper pronunciation of his last name.
Think French cows.
That'll help. That'll help for sure.
Yeah. Belanger.
Yeah, a lot happened. We shot down there, Friday morning? Then we all left it. We all left out Friday morning, two separate cars. And got down there in the afternoon. I know in my car, which was comprised, well, it was actually Tom's rental car.
Mm-hmm.
See, his name was on it. We got turned around a little bit, but we actually got down there in pretty good time. But I think that is the reason that I'm still suffering from my ear infection that I still have presently right now from the pressure in the mountains and all that stuff. Apparently, I don't travel too well anymore, so I'm still dealing with the left ear all kind of shot out and fuzzy and all that fun stuff. But we got down there. And got our hotel, got in, and, what else? Did you want to note anything, Doug?
Well, first, we didn't get in. We went to the hotel and were turned away.
Oh, yeah, we were.
Turned away. And didn't we rely a little bit? Was it that trip? No, it was the next trip that we had to rely on the GPS unit.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, that was for West Virginia.
I mean, I did use the GPS thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly to watch where we were going.
But mostly I was watching where we were going, and Bonnie keeps reminding me that I could just look out the window and see where we're going.
But it was so much more fun to do it on the computer.
Yes, and I watched our travel the entire time on the computer there. But the GPS, write this down, it will become more important in the next story, the weekend about the next, there's a, when we were going to Moundsville,
mm-hmm.
becomes much more important.
Mm-hmm.
However, we got to the hotel, we were turned away. They said, no, you must not come here now. So we, they were samurai. And,
wow.
and we had to eat next door at the Perkins.
Yeah.
Which was mildly amusing because I had just gotten done with this huge email flurry. Yes, I know. I've become not myself, but I, bro Perkins, who we had on the show.
Yeah.
And I went through this like huge email flurry with him, and I had no clue that there was a chain of restaurants called Perkins. I guess I just don't pay attention to it. But but sure enough, we had to eat at the Perkins, and then it was interesting. And then and I was pretty well wiped. I had been up at that point 28 hours or something.
Yeah, you stayed up all night, so.
I had stayed up all night. I had worked all, you know, all day the day before and stayed up all night. And, and I had documents to do, and I was just so busy. And then I had to throw my stuff in a couple of bags and then get out, right?
Yeah.
So that's what we did. And I slept 15 minutes. I actually had to take a conference call on the road to Gettysburg. So I worked on the road to Gettysburg. And then after the conference call, I think I got, 15-minute nap?
Yeah, before so. We had to pay a toll.
Yeah, and then we had to pay a toll, and that woke me up, and I was up for the rest of the, you know, journey. So we ate at the Perkins. I was about, I was working on, like, 10% of power, right? My alkalines were pretty well drained. And we dragged our weary, tired, traveling bones back to the hotel where they did admit us.
Yeah, they finally let us in.
Yes.
They I guess they didn't know who we were at first, so then they found out and said, oh, yeah, it's the ghostly type people. We need to let them in. They also found out that, you know, that we were also traveling with an employee of another one of their locations. And
yeah.
They said, oh, geez, sorry about that. Geez, we didn't mean to mess that up for you. So we got in there, though.
And it was fantastic.
Yeah.
There were no freebies. I mean, no, you know, extra goodies.
Special gift.
It was very, very clean, very nice. They brought the cot up because we had to re-requested cots and things, and so it worked out really well. I don't remember much after that.
Well, we should first note by we should note to thank Tom also, because he's the one that took care of the hotel rooms for us this weekend or that weekend a couple weekends ago, and lined it all up for us, took care of it all, and made sure we got a really good rate also. So we
got a good rate. We got a good hotel. I as a matter of fact, when we go back to Gettysburg, and I know that we're you know, not never going back. That's a double negative on purpose. We have to go back to Gettysburg because it just rocks. And I would definitely stay at that hotel again.
They did a great job. They did. It was a very nice hotel. I think we all slept very well. I know we all slept well that night because we were all totally burned out and fried from driving all day long.
Before you guys went to sleep. I went to sleep before you guys went to sleep. And you guys went out and about.
Yeah, we actually went, I called Vince when we got into town just to see what was going on, where we were at, what's happening, you know, what are we doing? Because it was kind of all up in the air still of, like, what the plans were going to be exactly until we got into town. So, well, I called up Vince and he was like, we're down at the Gingerbread. Was it Gingerbread House, Bonnie? I think it was called the Gingerbread House.
Or the Gingerbread something.
Which is right on the tip. It's like right on the outside tip of downtown Gettysburg. So we went down there. I thought, you know, there's just going to be a few people hanging out, and we drove down there, myself, and Tom, and Amber. I think,
were waiting on Nathan.
You were waiting on Nathan, yeah. We got down there, and, the whole crew, everybody from the conference was there, pretty much. Everybody in the world was there. I walk in, and I see Vince Wilson for the first time, so I'm like, hi, you know, we got to meet Vince for the first time, which was wonderful. And I didn't even know he was standing there, to be honest with you. I was talking to Vince, and then I felt his finger poke me on the shoulder. I looked to my right, and there's John Zappas, right? Just look, hey, how you doing? And I don't know what else to do, really. I'm like, John, what's up? So I just do, like, this pouncing thing and lunge on him and just give him this big, you know, big hairy bear hug. This poor guy, you know, probably didn't even know it was coming. And Jeff Belanger was there, and everybody was there hanging out. So we sat there for a little while and just hung out and talked to everyone and enjoyed our time with them. It was nice to see everybody together just kind of hanging out and stuff like that. And the Gingerbread House is a very nice place, by the way. If you're in Gettysburg, go check that out. It's a really cool little restaurant, like little slash bar, whatever you want to call it. So we hung out there for a while, and then we were joined by the rest of you guys. No, you were still out like a light, weren't you?
Well,
I think you were still done.
There were a couple things that happened. First, they ordered the cots, right? And then they escaped. Everybody escaped. And I was alone in the room. And I was just drifting off into that twilight, that beautiful, wonderful area between wakefulness and sleepiness, you know?
Yeah.
And knock, 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 the phone knocks. Ha! The door, you know, someone's knocking at the door, right? I'm like, oh, gosh. So I get up, and I go to the door, and I'm like, yeah. Oh, there's a cot here. Okay, well, drag it in. And so he drags it in, he sets it up, and then he leaves, right? And I'm like, I probably should have tipped. But you know what? I'm asleep, and I think he noticed that. So
yeah.
So I crashed again, And 15 minutes later, 10, 15 minutes later, ring, ring, and these phones are loud, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ring, 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 and relentless. And no matter how much I wished the phone away, it kept ringing. Mm-hmm. So I answered it, and it was the front desk. Is everything okay? Are you okay? Is everything okay? I'm like,
well, that's service.
Yes, everything's great, thanks, bye. And so I hung up, and then I passed out. About 4 minutes later, it seemed. I don't know exactly. But about 4 minutes later, there's, like, all these voices in the room. Voice, voice, voice. Talk, talk, talk. Laugh, laugh, giggle, giggle. And I'm like, okay. So I rouse myself up out of sleep, and everybody's in the room talking. I thought that was convenient. And but it was nice. And they did ask me to if I wanted to go with you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
And no, I didn't want to go with anybody. I wanted to go to sleep is what I wanted to do. So I ended up sleeping.
Yeah.
And so I passed out again, and I don't know what happened between when everybody was leaving and I was woken up again at like, what was it, 12:30 or 10:30?
It was probably about 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock?
So we got, I think we hung out.
I was woken up again, and everybody told me about your adventure.
Well, yeah, we after the gingerbread house, we all split off from there. Everybody wanted to go home back to their hotel rooms and rest and whatnot. Everybody had to travel. Just about everybody that came to the conference came that day, so we were all pretty fried. So everybody was like, John, everybody was like, we're going, I'm going to bed, I'm tired. So, well, we didn't want to go to bed yet. We went. We decided, we had our gear with us already, all of our equipment and stuff. We decided to go out to Devil's Den, which is like, I think it's easy to say that that's probably our favorite place in Gettysburg, because it seems like, it's just like a very cool rock formation. If you've ever been there, you know what we're talking about. It's just a very interesting place to go to, and if you look back in your history, it's like, it was the sniper's den at the time, as far as, you know, when the actual Civil War was going on, when the Battle of Gettysburg was going on. It was a wonderful sniper's den. There's all types of cool rock formations and stuff like that. So we decided to go out to there, and it was myself, Amber, Tom, Bonnie, Will, Nathan, right?
Mm-hmm.
There were six of us?
Yep.
I get it right? We all shot out there and set up our stuff, and I know myself and Will and Tom and Nathan all went over to this one back, it's like the back area, it's towards the back of Devil's Den, where we set up our recorders and stuff like that. And Nathan had his, he was jumping, these guys were climbing the rocks and stuff like that, which just hurt to look at, as a matter of, I mean, these guys, they were like, you know, Tom, you know, by the way, Tom from GLPR, he's like, you know, well, we always, you know, he's like a big kid. I mean, you guys have to know this guy. He's like, you wouldn't know that he's 51. He's probably going to kill me for saying his age. But whatever. But he's like, he's in, like, superior shape. He can, like, whoop any of our butts here. I know that for a fact. He can just outrun us, out whatever, outscale us, whatever you want to call it. He's climbing the rocks and stuff like that. And I'm watching this going, oh, my God, dude. I would wipe and fall and break my head open, like, in 2 seconds.
Right. I have enough energy to open a chaise lounge, right?
Yeah.
He's scaling the rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, there was a lot of people out there that night, too. So it was kind of hard to really, like, get some silence to try to do any type of sessions with EVP. Because there was a lot of people, I mean, it was ironic, a lot of people came by and we talked with them for a few minutes, and they're like, oh, yeah, you know, we're part of a ghost hunting group, too. And so we gave them our cards and stuff, you know, threw the ghostly talk cards around and had nice conversations. We hung out there for a while, just did some recording and stuff like that, and it was starting to get close to the time for us to leave, like 10 p.m. is when the park closes.
Right.
So, you know, myself and Nathan and Will and Tom decided to come down. For some reason, I don't understand this really to this day, Bonnie and Amber were completely, you couldn't find them. They were gone. They were missing. They were MIA. We don't know where they went. We came down there, and we're talking like, okay, they should be down any second. No big deal. Don't worry about it. It's fine. So we're having a nice conversation about stuff and whatnot. And I think it was Nathan. Was it Nathan that went up there to find you guys, or was
no.
it Tom?
Tom.
It was Tom. Tom went out there, so I'm like, I'm not going up there. It's too dark. I'm scared. I'm not going up there now. So Tom shot up there, and we actually got the CVs out and stuff like that, and we're going back and forth on those. And, I mean, it's kind of foggy from there. I mean, Bonnie, you might want to elaborate on this some more, because I was kind of just hanging out.
Tom found you laying in a picker bush. From what I remember.
Tom did not find me laying in a picker bush, okay?
Oh, he saw you falling
Tom
into the picker bush.
Tom saw me fall into the crevice between the two rocks
and
get wrapped up in the picker bush.
Okay. That does clarify
What exactly happened here, Bonnie?
Amber, help me out.
Yes, while they were doing their ghost hunting, what were you
okay,
off to do?
Okay, Amber and I, there were so many people where you were in Devil's Den.
Yeah, everybody seemed to be around there.
So Amber and I wanted to do some recording on our own. So we took off on our own. And this probably wasn't the smartest thing ever. Neither one of us had our cell phones on us. Neither one of us had a flashlight with us. So, okay, we're stupid. I get it. No comments from anyone.
No flashlight and no cell phone. Okay.
So we go across from Devil's Den.
And there's this guy
sitting
there. Okay, all right. You go across from Devil's Den.
I was there. I know what happened. I'll tell the story.
Yes, please.
So we go across from Devil's Den, and as we're walking over there, there's this man leaning, smoking a cigar, whatever.
Wild look in his eye.
Amber and I just walked right past him, and
I was ignored.
Yes, you were. Amber and I just walked right past him, and, you know, we walked down this trail for a while and then kind of figured that we were going to be walking for days, and it was really hot, so we came back. And this woman approached Amber and I and said, could you guys do me a favor? There's this man that wants to show us something. And my kids are with me, and I don't really feel comfortable. So,
and you're big, strong women.
Amber and I walked back there. The ironic thing about that situation is she stopped to get me and Amber to help.
Yeah.
But let her husband and her two small children walk back into the woods with ma'am.
Ah,
so apparently she wasn't that concerned. So we walked back there, and the guy was showing us, what was it?
A horse trough
that was carved into the rock for the soldiers' horses. So he starts giving us all this information and history and things that used to be there. And so the woman walks away with her kids. And she was like, are you guys going to stay here? Because she was really concerned about Amber and I getting killed in the woods in Gettysburg. So
someone was concerned.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You and Amber getting killed in the woods in Gettysburg.
You know, I'm going to take hits right now, so just let me finish the story.
Yeah.
So we come to right back where we had started, and I said, man, it is hot out here. And the gentleman said, if you walk down that path, you're likely to encounter some cold spots because they had found the bodies of 5 dead soldiers back there years and years ago, and people have reported cold spots and things of that nature. So he said, do you want me to show you? And I'm not going to say who walked into the woods first, but we walked into the woods with this gentleman, and he showed us the spot where they found these 5 dead bodies. So Amber and I were recording, and we started taking pictures, and the guy proceeded to give us, like, I think the most intense Civil War Gettysburg history lesson that I've ever had in my entire life. Worse than the bait.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So then he's walking us back through the trail. He wants to show us this rock where they took a picture. So somehow or another, he says, we can either go back on the path or we can get through to the parking lot this way. And, okay, it was stupid. I'm a klutz. Never walk into the woods with a stranger climbing rocks. We followed him. And we were rock climbing, evidently. And it started out as small rocks. And then it was, you know, small rocks covered by moss because there was a slight stream running there. And then the rocks got larger and larger and larger. And Amber kept trying to help me, but we were both really sweaty at this point, so we were just slipping off of each other. It was great. And,
it was very muggy that night.
Oh, yeah.
It was very hot that night.
So I had already fallen twice and banged my leg on a rock. Pretty good. Felt really awesome. And we come up to this last final rock, and Amber was even looking at it like, how the hell am I going to do this? And Amber's a little bit taller than me and a lot more fit than me. And somehow or another, she just took a deep breath and lunged, and she made it to the rock. I took a deep breath and lunged and teetered on the edge. And this was exactly the moment that Tom walked up because he heard us laughing.
This is the best moment for Tom.
I lunged, teetered on the edge, and then, okay, I'm standing on a rock. There's this big, huge rock next to me and this crevice in between it. And somehow I fell in slow motion. It did happen in slow motion. And rolled into the crevice and got wrapped up in a thorn bush. So at one point, I stuck my hand out, like, I'm going to need some help here. And Amber was trying to help, and that wasn't working. And Tom comes up and Nathan, I hate you. Tom comes up and grabs my hand and starts pulling. Well, at this point, I realize that I am thoroughly wrapped in this bush, so it's just digging into me now. So I said, "Whoa, wait, stop!" And I think this was Amber's favorite moment because I actually put my head down and said, "That's it, I give up." Anyways, I ripped the thorns off of me, and Tom and the gentleman helped me out, and we got into the parking lot. I had blood running down my hands. My legs were bloody and bruised up, and then I took hits for the rest of the weekend. So now you guys can take it
well,
from here.
Well, I'll tell you why you were taking hits, because we were like, well, my God, what happened to you, Bonnie? Are you all right? And she's like, well, yeah, I'm okay. And we're like, well, geez, you know, what was going on back there? You know, we were all down here waiting for you. You know, what happened up there to keep you guys there? Well, we met this guy who, you know, he said he was a tour guide or something like that, and he asked us if we wanted to go back in the woods and have him show us some stuff, okay? Now, of course, though...
We did not say that.
Okay, what'd you say then?
That he
did I miss an and or if somewhere? I mean, what did I miss here?
See, you guys make it sound like he said, come here, I want to show you something, little girl. That is not what he said.
Well, you told me he had some candy or something he wanted to give you.
No, Nathan is the
or
one
some
that
soda
added
pop
the
or
candy.
A pizza or something.
Actually,
I don't know.
He said, it's exactly as I told it. We said that he wanted to show us where they found the bodies of five soldiers. Not, come here, little girl, I want to show you something, I have some candy.
Well, he's obviously a good person because, I mean, he didn't tell you the candy. He gave you some other piece of, like, bait to go after, it sounds like. You know, you are in Gettysburg, and let me show you where some dead bodies are. You guys look like ghost hunters, so let's go back here. Well, regardless of the, you know, I don't care if I missed an and or an if or something in that story. We all kind of looked at him like, you know, all four of us guys were kind of like, wait a minute, you went into the woods with somebody you didn't know in the dark?
Oh, wait.
I don't remember that happening then. I thought it was after I got a hold of
that. That was Doug that started that.
I think I thought about it. I mean, it's kind of, all right, fine, maybe
because
I'm
because what happened was Will comes in the room, and I wake up, and Will's all excited, and he's telling the story about how Bonnie fell and all that stuff, and he said that, you know, Bonnie had gone into the woods with a stranger. and I'm like, okay, well, is that safe? I mean, is that really what you want to be doing? And
I know we are in the Disneyland of the ghost hunters world.
And then
but
after that, It sort of took off. And yes, that story has become legend.
Yeah, it has become legend. I mean,
And we have ribbed you quite a bit about it.
Yeah.
So anyone that has looked at the pictures from the conference, in Amber's album, there are pictures of my injuries, which, by the way, the bruises on my leg looked a lot worse a week later. And we took an overhead picture at Devil's Den, our last day there, to show the site of the incident. And I believe that's how it's worded on the website.
Oh, the site of the incident?
The site of the incident. Mm-hmm. So she bit it. She went into the woods with a stranger. Thankfully, we all came out alive.
I don't like the way that was worded.
So thankful we all came out alive from that. The next day, of course, well, we all came home and we ripped on Amber. And well, actually, Bonnie, you were taking the majority of the hits.
Yeah, I took most of... I think it's because I fell.
Well, yeah.
So that just...
And you
on
got wound up in a
fact,
thorn bush also, so you were like...
And I still have marks, you know. I'm probably scarred for life because of that trip. And now I'm emotionally scarred because you guys just rag on me incessantly.
Yeah, well, all I can figure is you guys must have missed that after-school special. You know, don't go in the woods with strangers. But, you know, it's all right.
Well, it happened. But the next day we all went...
It happens.
Hey, stuff happens. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
We went back to the hotel room that night. We all just kind of passed out. Got up bright and early the next day to go to the official day, the official Eastern Regional Paranormal Conference, and got there. God, what? Like eight, well, the thing started at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Right. And first speaker up.
First speaker. God, I can't remember. It was John Zaffis.
It was
the first
John
speaker
Zaffis.
Up. Yeah, John was there. Of course, we all come there, and I mean, we've met John Zaffis before. We, you know, Vince Wilson, we met, you know, for the first time on that trip. Somebody we've always, you know, we've always aspired to and, you know, talked about on the show numerous times was there also, like I mentioned before, Mr. Troy Taylor. And it was funny because if you guys have downloaded the interviews we did at the conference there, you kind of hear the story between me and Troy talking about this thing going, you know, it's kind of weird because, like, you know, we didn't talk to Troy until, like, later in the day, like 4 o'clock or something like that. He was way over in the other corner of this conference room we were in, and we were in our corner by the entrance door, and he, you know, I can count like thousands of times where he came walking by our table or we came walking by his table, and it was always like, you know, hey, how you doing? Like, we know who we know each other, right? this crossing of paths has been yet to come for like a couple of years now. It's had to happen. It's something that needed to happen. But at the same time, that day, we were all so busy, we just couldn't make it happen. Right?
I have to interrupt.
Yeah. What's up?
Devin just sent me a message that said, there's someone in the shout box that says, Bonnie, this is Mom L. Ha ha, love the story. Tell Scott his mom says hi.
That's great. You go.
Thanks. Anyways, what was I saying?
Hi, Mom Al.
I can do that on the phone. What's going on here? Yeah, so finally, like, you know, later in the day, I saw Troy outside of the conference room. So I'm like, hey, Troy, you know, Scott L. from Ghostly Talk. Oh, hey, what's up? I'm like, it's been kind of nuts. So he's like, tell me about it. You know, we've been kind of like seeing each other all day long here. We just haven't had a chance to sit down and talk. I'm like, well, would you want to come over to the table and, you know, have a little discussion with us? Absolutely. We came over there and talked for a little while. Jeff Belanger came over to the table and talked with us. Oh, God, I forgot. Kelly Weaver. We talked to Kelly Weaver also.
Yes,
very, really wonderful person we got to talk to. Enjoyed all the speakers that day. George Hanson, his presentation, in my opinion, was one of the most fascinating things as far as these presentations go. The stuff he talked about was very, very interesting. As a matter of fact, me and Amber were talking about it a little bit yesterday. But everybody there was just absolutely wonderful. We had a great time. Then we went on the pub crawl also at the end of the day. The conference ended like at about, what, 7 or 8 o'clock or something like that? What's that look on your face? What's up?
Well, there were a couple of interesting reviews of speakers, you know. But,
oh, okay. Well, you want to do it after the break then?
Yeah. Okay.
I don't want to cut it short if we don't have to. We got to go to break here in a second. So you want to do that after the break then?
Sounds good.
We can do that. Cool. All right. Well, let me take a quick break then. We're still talking about the Eastern Regional Paranormal Conference. We still have a lot to cover though, too.
Yes, we're gonna talk about our trip to West Virginia, to Moundsville, and we're going to talk about a little bit about our trip to Ann Arbor.
Yeah, yesterday.
And then, of course, afterwards,
we're going to be talking.
Let me get my sheet out. We have Diana Avena of the Roswell Ghost Tour, and then later on we have Rick Hayes, a friend of Ghostly Talk, Hayes of LifeGift.com.
Yes,
is returning to Ghostly Talk.
He returns tonight. We're going to be seeing him also in September too.
Oh, I can't wait.
That's going to be totally cool to meet him. We'll be right back.
I can't wait.
This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug,
and I'm Bonnie.
We'll be right back after this.
Hi, this is Steve at My Paraspace. You can visit us on the web at www.myparaspace.com, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
Never gonna belong to I'm Michael Cremo, author of Forbidden Archaeology. My website is mcremo.com, M-C-R-E-M-O.com, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
From dog to rock and everything in between, the best variety is right here on the OmniSound Radio 1 Network.
Magnus Apollo, field reporter for Ghostly Talk from Rochester, New York.
Yeah, yeah.
Is right now traveling the country. Okay, he's traveling Ohio right now. and
it's part of the country, so technically speaking, he is traveling the country.
And he's going from haunted place to haunted place. And he couldn't make it here for the show
because
he got curtailed. I don't know. That sounds like a good word.
Sidetracked
in somewhere in Ohio last night and had a full night of ghost hunting.
Oh, really?
With a bunch of brand new friends that
just
met.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Can I retract a statement I made earlier?
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Nathan, I love you.
Aww.
I don't hate you.
You're retracting that?
I said I hate him, and he's upset because I told the world that I hate him.
Oh, God, toughen up a little bit, Nathan, for God's sake.
I love him.
Put on your GTR.
God.
There.
You know, if you're going to be part of this crew, you're going to take hits. Just deal with it, man. I mean, God. All right. I'm not going to rip on Nathan's our man. I love you, Nathan.
Nathan rules.
And I'm not retracting that either. I say I love you, and I will never retract that. My love for you is endless.
I was retracting my hatred. I love him intensely.
There we go.
So, Doug, there were some things at the conference. My memory's not hitting me correctly today, so why don't you hit me up on this?
Well, I'm not going to name names.
Mm-hmm.
But some people thought that one of the speakers was a little dry, and other people thought that one of the speakers, perhaps it was in poor taste. Let's just leave it at that.
What was poor taste? I don't understand that.
Let me whisper in your ear.
I know.
Oh, yeah, you know what? Sorry, we had to step away for a second there, but yeah. Okay, you know what? Whatever. Let's move on.
So there is sometimes a little bit of excitement. Now, for example, and I will name these names.
Mm-hmm.
Troy Taylor captivated the audience.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was sitting on the edge of our seats.
We had a ball.
John Zaffis, same thing. Everybody was, like, sitting on the edge of their seats.
Yeah.
And it was just so there's, like, many of these folks, the speakers were just absolutely phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they're going to be – I hope all of them. Mm-hmm. Every single one of the speakers is going to be back next year.
Oh, yeah.
To the new
– Yeah, Ghost World.
Ghost World. Yeah, they're renaming it. They're moving it out of the Holiday Inn.
Yeah, it's going to be this.
Over to the Wyndham.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Wyndham and, you know, Hotel and Conference Center.
Brand new.
They're building it
for this conference.
For Ghost World. Yeah.
Yeah, they're building it for this conference.
Well, that's what we're saying.
Yeah.
That's our story. We're sticking to it.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing. And I do hope all the speakers will be back. There were some comments, and I don't think it's the speaker's issue. I think it's more the audience's issue.
Yeah.
Because it did sort of run a bit long.
Mm-hmm.
It was 13 hours.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, that there was a lot of interesting stuff to talk about. I think everybody from the traveling the day before, but it was a little fried out, you know. And that's, I mean, you got to remember, these conferences are relatively a new thing. I mean, people got to fine tune them every year or so. That comes with the territory. I mean, all in all, I had a riot. I had a ball there.
Well, what's going to happen next year? It's going to be laid out just a little bit differently because they'll have more space. They'll have some stuff to work with, and they're going to have the at Ghost World Conference. By the way, if you go to ghostworldconference.com, I think it is.
Yeah, yeah.
If you go there. That's what Eastern Regional Paranormal Conference is turning into.
Mm.
GhostWorldConference.com.
Yeah.
They're going to have, of course, the vendor tables. They're also going to have workshops and seminars, mm-hmm. as well as the speakers.
Yeah.
So you're going to be a little bit more freer to wander about.
Yeah.
You know, and of course, I would not suggest missing any speaker.
Ever.
But, yeah. But you know, sometimes you have to flip a coin and say, you know what? Instead of that keynote speaker, I'm going to go to this conference to help hone my EVP skills, or to help, you know, help me analyze a photo, or let show me hands-on some, you know, analysis software.
Yeah,
you know, so whatever is going on in the seminars.
Mm.
So you're going to have more choices. And
yeah.
I'm all for choices. So.
Well, these things, you got to remember, these things are put on by people. I mean, these aren't put on by some big, like, you know, event coordination company. Vince Wilson was the spearhead of the Eastern Regional Paranormal Conference.
I'm being glared at.
By who? I didn't glare
either
at
you. Bonnie or somebody in the chat room. I don't know.
No.
Oh, whatever. So yeah,
but
these things aren't put on by people. I mean, and this takes a lot of time, a lot of effort, and a lot of money too. I know that.
Oh, that is definitely.
Vince is the first one to say that. Just listen to the archive we had with him, and he went right into that stuff with
us. And he planned that thing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah, yeah. You know, that's why people
cat nap here and there for like the past 3 months.
People have been asking us for the last couple of years, well, you should have a Ghostly Talk conference. I'm like, sure. You give me $15,000, all right? You give me $15,000, and
invest.
Yeah, I mean, and I'll do the footwork. I'll do the footwork if I have the money to back it up, right? But I don't have either one. I mean, I don't have the time. Right now, I don't think either of us have the time or the money. It's a lot of money to put one of these things on and do it the right way. And do. I mean, CPRI was wonderful. The Eastern Regional Paranormal Conference was wonderful.
Between the two, which, now, this is going to be very difficult. Because
I don't even want to do this.
Don't
I
ask that question.
Say. I don't even
don't
want to do
ask
that.
It.
No.
Don't ask it.
Well, here's the thing. I want to tell you what I think, okay, the pros and cons.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like the physical space in Gettysburg, right, the physical space at the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like that. That's going to be remedied next year, of course.
Yeah, of course.
I did like the location.
Oh, of course.
A lot better. I liked it being in Gettysburg.
That was a ball, yeah.
Anything being in Gettysburg is just amazing compared to Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
But see, now, the thing is, this and this comparison, that comparison means absolutely nothing, because next year, CPRI is going to be in something Beach.
Virginia Beach.
Virginia Beach, Virginia. So they're mm-hmm. changing locations, which, of mm-hmm. course, is home of ARE, which is, you know, Edgar Casey.
Yeah.
So you've got me hooked, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then of course, the you know, Eastern Regional is becoming mm-hmm. Ghost World, and it's going to be at the Wyndham in a brand new venue.
Yeah, yeah.
So
every year they get better and better.
Right,
that's
and that's
so
the
cool
thing. Everything is improving constantly.
Yeah.
From already an absolutely excellent time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's and we're looking forward to next year. I mean, if you've been, we already have, I think we're booked for 3 or 4 conferences already next year, and we're so geeked about that. Next year is just going to be so much fun with these conferences. It's a great thing to go to. You get to meet so many wonderful people.
Aren't we booked for like a couple more yet this year?
Yeah. Well, next month, you can't forget, you know,
well,
the Mid-South Paranormal Conference. That's going to be I have to bring this up, too, real quick. I got this in the mail from Jake Wheat, who works with the people, the wonderful people at the Louisville Ghost Hunter Society. And it's called the Waverly Hills Sanitarium Audio Experience. And you got to check this thing out. I mean, this is a lot of fun. It has that old school creepy kind of, like, remember those, we've talked about them before on the show, like those scary tapes you get for Halloween, you know?
Yeah.
It has that feel to it, but it also, there's, you know, put in there is real investigations these people have been on while in this particular area, the Waverly Hills Sanitarium, with a lot of weird stuff that happened. It's just a really, really great CD to check out. You can get it at streetblast.com, which is street, S-T-R-E-E-T, blast, blast.com. I'm sure there's a way to order it on the Louisville Ghost Hunter Society's website also. But check this out, too. They're putting on this conference next month, the Mid-South,
right.
The fifth annual Mid-South Paranormal
yes.
Conference, which we're looking forward to also.
It'll be our first annual, but their fifth annual.
Yeah. But we were going to go last year, but the schedules just would not work out for us. We couldn't get the time off of work. There was all kinds of stuff going on. I'm so bummed that we missed it now. There was so much cool stuff that happened last year, because it was actually at the Waverly Hills Sanitarium they did this one at. And I really kick myself still for missing that one. But, yeah, moving on, though. We'll talk more about that later on.
So we went to these two huge conferences, and they were absolutely phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Then the following weekend was our trip to West Virginia.
Yeah, West Virginia.
Moundsville, West Virginia.
Yep, the West Virginia State Penitentiary, which we've been wanting to get to forever.
We were guests of, and we have to absolutely thank Mountaineer Ghosts, Polly Gear and her crew.
Yeah.
What a fabulous time.
We need to thank Polly for keeping honest about that, because she kept hitting us with emails going, look, guys, you're always welcome to come. Whenever you want, just let us know. And I finally got one email about a month and a half, 2 months ago. I said, Doug, we need to nail this thing down. Let's do this thing. We've been wanting to get there forever. Let's work it out with our schedules and work on all that stuff and get down there. And we're glad we did. It was a great time. We drove down there. I thought for some reason it was going to be like a 10-hour drive. I don't know what my problem was. But I found out it was only going to be about 5 hours. Well, 6.5 if you drive with us, because we got kind of backed up, which we'll get into that whole GPS thing, you know.
The GPS came in handy.
Oh, did it? Oh, did it? It saved our lives, I think.
What it is that I have a little Bluetooth thingy for my laptop, and I have a, of course, legal copy of Microsoft Street Trip, and I have the little gizmo that comes along with it in its Bluetooth cradle, right?
Yeah.
So you throw the this GPS unit thing up into the dashboard. And you fire up the laptop.
Not in, on.
Well, on the dashboard. You just put it up there.
Yeah, you put it up there, yeah.
And it can see the sky through the window, and then that's all it needs is to see the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And then through the Bluetooth, the magic of Bluetooth, it talks to the laptop, and the laptop tells you where you are.
Yeah.
And you can tell the program where you want to go,
mm-hmm.
and it will map it out.
Yeah.
On more than one occasion, we ended up going exactly the wrong way. The directions that Google printed, Google Maps, was it Google Maps?
I think, they were something weird with those. I think it really isn't. I think they were correct, but the terminology they use throws you off. I don't care
who
you are.
They were not correct. We followed that to the letter, and it was wrong.
Okay. I mean, I thought this continue on stuff just drives me insane. Continue on what?
Well,
what are we doing?
It says to exit onto West 20. I don't know. I made up
24 or something. Yeah.
And then continue on East 24.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. If you exit onto West, you shouldn't continue on East.
It was horrible.
It was the worst, and it was wrong.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Absolutely, completely wrong.
Well, the GPS saved our lives. We got down. We were able to get down there. We need to thank Jeff from OmniSound again for being so patient with us. We were supposed to have a meeting with him like at 7 p.m., and we were still on the road at 7 p.m. We thought we were going to be there well before 7 p.m., and we had to have a talk with him on the phone, and we need to thank him again for being so patient while we sat there on this speakerphone while driving, watching the GPS, trying not to get killed by falling rocks and getting lost.
And we got lost, and then the GPS locked up.
Yes.
Yeah, GPS shut down on us.
This was my first full day of not smoking.
Oh, yeah, that was really helpful.
Well, that made the drive so much more pleasant, I have to say. It was so wonderful that day. But we were able to get down there.
Was that bad?
Oh, you were great. Don't worry about it. It's cool.
You were a lot better than I would have been.
We got down to the hotel room, though, and we had a couple hours just to spare and chill out. And I didn't even know I had an ear infection by this time, too, by the way. So my ears are popping, my left ear. Everybody keeps seeing me compress my eardrums so I can hear people talk to me. And we kind of hung out there. Do we really want to rip on the do we want to rip on the hotel? Or do we not want to rip on the hotel?
The hotel was
hell.
And I'll take the heat for that one. I'll take the heat for that one. I'm the one that booked that one, so I'll take the blame for that one. We've ripped on you enough about Terre Haute. That one was all on me. So.
Well, I don't think it was. I think on a scale of 1 to 10, with Terre Haute being a 10, of badness, not of goodness.
This was about a 7 or an 8.
This was a 7 or an 8. Yeah,
it was not very good.
Yeah, there were no special guests.
Did we get a discount, though, at
but
Terre Haute?
Yes, we did.
We got a discount?
Oh, no.
They gave us a discount. We were in Moundsville, yeah.
Right.
Or we were in Wheeling, West Virginia.
We were in Wheeling, West Virginia.
We got a discount from those people after we complained. So I have to say that made things a little bit better.
Weren't there hairs in the bed?
Yeah. Along with chips.
Potato chips,
bottle cap, or that was on the floor, wasn't it?
Yeah,
there was a used bar of soap in the bathroom.
A used bar of soap?
There was some type of red liquid. I don't want to think it was blood on the bathtub. I have no idea what that thing was. We just stayed away from that. So it really wasn't that wonderful. But we chilled out for a few minutes, and then we went to get something to eat before we went there.
Right.
Now, and do we really want to get on that too?
That was a horrific experience as well.
That was horrific
so
also.
Then we went to Moundsville.
Why was that a horrific? I enjoyed it.
The food was horrible. The service was horrible.
Well, the service was horrible. That I agree with.
Yeah, yeah.
The food really wasn't all that good either.
I thought it was better. Standard.
No, I've had better at the same place.
I haven't been to the PH in a long time. And I'm not going to go back for a while, I think.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say about that. After we ate, though, we kind of had to... Well, you think you broke the GPS out again, didn't you? Because we got lost again, kind of.
Yeah, I had charged it up a little bit, but not much.
Well, we were able to get...
It is now fully charged.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, we were able to get ourselves over... You know, pulling up on this place, we're like, okay, it should be right... Doug's like, it should be right here. Right here. This is where it's at, right here. And I'm like, well, okay. And so we kind of like look around, and then we see in the shadows just gigantic, huge building. And I'm like, well, I think it's a safe assumption that that's where we're going tonight. That looks like that's the place. And we ended up pulling up, and we saw a group of people standing there. And I had to say, I'm like, hey, are you guys ghost hunters?
That
and they're
was
like,
my
yeah.
favorite part.
Yeah, they're like, yeah. I'm like, okay, I guess we're in the right place, guys. Let's pull up here and hang out. So we... Stopped in, so got to meet Polly Gear finally, which is an absolute pleasure. Wonderful place. We got in there. What was the guy's name, the host, the guy who ran the front? I think his name was Mike. Was it Mike? I'm not sure. I want to say it was Michael. I want to say it was Michael. I remember saying Michael. Talking.
I don't remember his name. No.
Well, we got them. I believe it was Michael. Very, very nice. I mean,
he was a pleasure to talk to. He told us stories. It was amazing.
Yeah. Well, Polly took us on a little tour, kind of the place, and just kind of walked around there and stuff.
During the tour, people tended to drift away.
Well, yeah.
I thought that was interesting.
Well, I think it was about 11:30 by that time, I think,
yeah.
And we really wanted to get into it. Well, we walked around a little bit with Polly for a while, checked out the cafeteria where she said she actually saw an apparition of sorts.
Yep,
she saw some type of apparition there. One thing you got to watch out for when you're in Moundsville Penitentiary, there's bats all over the place.
Yes, there are.
Suicidal dive bombing
bats. Yeah, they have no problem saying hello to you at full speed at your face. They seem to be fearless. And we actually went to one of the underground parts of the prison. In the back area of the prison, there's some entrances where you can go under in the basement, I guess,
mm-hmm.
and walked around there. But I nearly got taken out by one of these bats.
Is that where we did the infamous EVP session?
Yes, that's where we recorded later. But this
you guys were on the yard.
It was the same place.
Yeah.
But it was just us three, and we were coming out, and I, again, didn't have a flashlight. And
everybody who had a flashlight there raised their hands.
I had one. I had to get batteries for it, but I had one. Thanks to Grimstone, I had a flashlight.
Okay, the point is, I didn't have a flashlight again. These two left and apparently didn't realize that I was still in one of the rooms taking pictures. So I turned around, and it's pitch black. I'm like, guys, I need some light. So Scott shines his flashlight down there. I'm coming up the stairs. And at the last second, I had to duck because that thing was flying right at my face.
Wow. I watched it happen, too, and I'm sorry. I just couldn't help. I had to crack up laughing at her. It was great.
Yeah, he did. It was nice.
The bat, I mean, literally, you saw it coming at her.
Yeah.
Insane to watch. But we ended up spending the majority of the night, we kind of, I know Amber and myself, we did a session, an EVP session in the cafeteria. Yeah, a nice table there set up. I set up my own little office, had a chair and a table, set up all the gear, and ran some EVP there. We ran some other stuff that we haven't been able to review just yet. We reviewed the EVP session from the cafeteria. Didn't really hear anything from there. Didn't really pick anything up.
I reviewed mine. I didn't catch anything obvious.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'll have to re-listen, but I just haven't had a chance.
Yeah. Well, I know
I will.
Amber and I kind of sat outside for a while, and that's when we kind of broke off from the group and went about our own way around there and stuff like that. You guys did the same thing. You guys just kind of went walking around.
Oh, we were there to the very end. And finally, we're like, okay, Polly, you just continue on, go do what you want to do because...
Alan
then
became
left.
Our personal tour guide.
Yeah, Alan, we met Alan.
Yeah, yeah.
At this place, and Alan has a Canon Digital Rebel.
Love it.
What a phenomenal...
Uh-oh. Who's calling?
Somebody's calling us with 7 minutes to go.
I don't know. Let's check it out. Let's see who it is.
All right.
You're on Ghostly Talk.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
This phone, this sounds terrible. Who is this? Hello? Maybe it's one of the people from the penitentiary or something that we didn't see.
It could be a ghost. Maybe it's Rodiv. Constantine Rodiv?
Yeah, I think he just hung up, too. Sorry about that, whoever that was.
I think Constantine is not talkative tonight. So this Canon Digital Rebel rocked. Alan rocked. He'd been there a lot.
Yeah, you guys hung out with him a lot that night.
He was awesome.
He knew all kinds of great stories, and he really helped us out because he knew where to go. And he wanted to do – what was really amazing is he wanted to do all these wonderful experiments.
Right.
And his were all, you know, photography experiments, that kind of thing. Of course, we wanted to also do the EVP sessions, and he patiently waited through our EVP sessions.
Our abnormal EVP
sessions. Yeah, our abnormal. The one thing I want to say about West Virginia was we did have an abnormal EVP session.
We had two abnormal
EVP sessions. Or West
Virginia.
Two? What was the
The first one, you complained incessantly that I wouldn't help you ask questions.
Right.
The second I started asking questions and you started answering them.
Yeah, that didn't work. Who's your favorite basketball team? What kind of EVP question is that?
Because I would ask, we were on the middle of a basketball court, Doug.
Yeah. But it was turned into a basketball court after the hangings happened.
Doug, just go. Talk about Alan and our EVP.
Well, so we go down into this place where supposedly the handyman inmate guy got chopped up into many pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like, you have to go down these stairs into this, you know, creepy basement-y looking place. And that was the workshop. And we sat around and we did an EVP session. And nobody would help me. So I said, and of course we're all being extremely serious. But I couldn't help it. And we were filming this. I have this on videotape as well. And I said, you know, we're all very quiet, and it's, you know, it's pitch dark in there. And we had gotten over the fact already that for some reason, whenever I would talk to somebody, I would turn to them, even though you can't see the person in the dark. But, you know, I would turn. And so we got over that pretty quick. Then we start the session, and I don't know, a few questions in, I'm like, how long have you been serving in here for? And then, of course, after I asked that question, I'm like, okay, that's not a really well-constructed sentence, right, or question. So I said, I'm sorry for the dangling
participle.
And it turns out that it turns out it is a horribly constructed question, right? But it is not a dangling participle, it turns out.
Okay.
But that's the only part of speech that I could think of at the moment, so I apologized for it.
Mm.
You know, but Bonnie then lost it.
Was okay, I could not help but laugh at that.
But was there a reason for that, though? Was there? I mean, I know we talked about this a little bit at dinner yesterday in Ann Arbor. Was there a reason for that question?
For what? Well, how long have you been in there for? Or how long have you been serving in here for?
No, the dangling participle thing.
That wasn't a question. That was an apology for such a poorly constructed sentence.
All right.
And it's the way he said it, because he was like, I apologize for the dangling participle. How are you not going to laugh at that? We're all being so serious, and then Doug got all the English scholars at the prison following us after that.
Well, it was a really great time. We took a lot of EVP and stuff like that. Excuse me, we're still reviewing that. I know I am. We hung out with Alan. Well, actually, me and Amber and myself met up with you guys a little bit later on when you guys were out in the yard hanging out.
Yeah.
Well, we come walking up and we see Alan up there. It's really creepy.
Bonnie invented a new ghost hunting posture.
I did not.
It was really creepy because we come walking up.
I have it
up
on tape.
I have it on picture. It's not the point.
Well, we come walking up, and we see, like, Alan with his camera on a tripod, and we see, you know, Doug and Bonnie laying on the ground, just laying there. And we walked up, and we're like, you know...
With our knees up.
With your knees up, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You know, what's going on? And Yeah, there was this new posture that you guys were thinking of doing with EVP. And you guys were recording while you were doing it.
Yeah, we were taking EVP. That's when Bonnie was asking me, or asking, I'm sorry, she was asking the ghosts what their favorite basketball team was for some reason.
Okay, the point is.
I, of course, answered the question, which obviously was not supposed to happen.
It was not new ghost hunting posture. It was not some new fandangled way to get EVP in a prison, lay on your back. That wasn't my thought. My back was killing me.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps my back.
Okay.
And Doug just had to imitate me because he thought it was the funniest thing ever.
I did indeed, yes.
Well, we hung out with Alan for a little while, explored the whole prison.
Are people in the chat room trying to guess my favorite basketball team? Mm-mm. Good.
No. Although, there is a request that you guys make a DVD of Ghostly Talk exploits.
No, everybody's doing DVDs now.
This would be we're gonna do holograms.
we're gonna do VHS tapes.
Yeah,
right?
That's all we're doing.
You know, we're not doing DVDs.
That's awesome.
No, we're gonna do VHS tapes and 8-tracks. That's all you guys are gonna get. You're gonna have to knock the dust off the 8-track player. We're going original. We don't want to do a DVD. Everybody's doing DVDs now.
We're not going to get to talk about Ann Arbor.
We will, though. We have time late. I think we're going to have time next week to talk about that.
Excellent.
So we'll do that for sure.
But I do want to thank, obviously, so thank you to the Mountaineer Ghosts.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you to everybody at the Gettysburg, the Eastern Regional Paranormal Conference.
Yes, thanks,
Ben. And thank you to Grimstone for the amazing Michigan Ghost Hunter.
The 2006 Michigan Ghost Hunters Conference.
Yes.
That we attended yesterday. We'll talk more about that next week as we have to get to our guests we have today.
Yeah. We will be getting Diana Avena
on the phone here. Yeah, she's going to be coming on for the next hour and talking about
Roswell Ghost Tours.
The ghosts of Roswell. And this is going to be really cool. I love talking to the tour guides. We've had a lot of tour guides on, especially this year. And these people are so knowledgeable. They know exactly what's going on. They have a lot of stories to tell. And I always look forward to talking to people like this.
So, oh, yeah.
We're going to welcome Diana here in the next hour. This is Ghostly Talk, though. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
We'll be right back after this.